A children's camp raid means trouble for ministry in Central Asia. There's good news for a pastor in Iran, and child sponsorship programs are changing the world one kid at a time. That's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Central Asia's religious freedom is fleeting. Of the 12 nations fully or partially in Central Asia, 10 of them are on the World Watch list for oppressing Christians. Well, last weekend, a Christian children's camp sponsored by Slavic Gospel Association was raided in Central Asia. SGA's Joel Griffiths says 15 officials took pictures, interrogated the kids, and arrested the camp leaders.
The church workers have been heavily fined, and the authorities have also threatened them with property confiscation if that fine is not paid in a short amount of time.
The charges?
Holding an unsanctioned religious gathering. The law says that they have to register their churches, and so they do everything they can possibly do to follow the law, and then the authorities throw obstacles in their way to make it impossible for them to register their churches.
But it's not dampening the church.
They lived under the communist system, and they know what it's like to have to operate under these kinds of restrictions, and even worse. And so, I mean, they're certainly going to keep on proclaiming the gospel as they always have.
Would you pray? Next, despite reports of the Iranian government cracking down on Christians, there's one bright spot. According to Voice of the Martyrs in Moabit News, authorities just released Pastor Robert Assyrian, who's been behind bars since May 21st. However, the price of his release? Silence. The Farsi services at his church have been shut down by police. Charges may still be pending. Will you pray with these believers? Pray boldness and wisdom. We have more at our website. This is Mission Network News. According to the Joshua Project, there are more than 7,000 unreached people groups around the world. World Mission wants to change that, and they're making a difference by placing God's Word in audio form through a device called The Treasure. Executive Director of the ministry, Greg Kelly, just returned from Kenya. Why Kenya? Kelly says while there are Christians in the South and West,
in the northern part and along the coast, less than 5% of the people are Christians, and most of them have never heard the gospel one time. So that's our target in the northern part of Kenya.
Their focus? 12 unreached people groups there. Since they are oral learners, treasures, which are digital solar-powered Bible players in their language, are vital.
Our goal for the rest of 2013 is to distribute 1,000 treasures into northern Kenya, and that will impact over 140,000 people.
Sponsor a treasure for $50. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, more than a billion children around the world live on less than $2 a day. They need help to break the never-ending cycle of poverty where hunger, bad weather, and disease steal their future. That's why Bibles for the World has a child sponsorship program. Co-founder Moe Padidi explains.
Sponsored children display significantly higher levels of hope, optimism, and overall happiness.
They're more likely to finish their education, get good-paying jobs, and become community leaders.
Less than $1 a day will provide opportunities that their poor families simply cannot afford.
Sponsorships provide more than food, medicine, clothes, and an education.
Bible is one of the subjects. This year, they're memorizing the Gospel of John and Proverbs.
Opportunity plus potential equals accomplishment. This is a formula for change. Sponsorship works. Help change the world one child at a time, and you'll find links at our website. And 3/4 of the world's population now has the potential to hear about God. Faith Comes by Hearing recently added 8 more languages to their catalog of Bible recordings. The new languages are from places like Mexico, Kenya, and Brazil. This means God's Word is now recorded in 733 languages, representing 5.7 billion people with a B. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.